Well, hello there. Welcome to the Slimming World podcast, and a bit of a different episode this week. I'm just going to have to move out of the way because there's a car coming. Hang on, and then I'll explain. It's just me, Claire, this week. At some point, I wanted to put some kind of Darth Vader impression of Anna into this podcast, but I looked online and I couldn't find a voice generator that would make Anna sound like Darth Vader because she's poorly. Excuse my breathlessness. I'm walking up a big hill, so it's Sunday and it's the beginning of March. It's piddling down the rain, and me and Anna were hoping to record some episodes in my kitchen as per usual, but she's poorly. She went and had a wild time in New York with her husband, came back, and now she's very poorly. So I hope you're getting well soon, and don't drink too much honey. What can you have? Herbal teas, they're sin-free, aren't they? It's rubbish being poorly. I know what that's like. It's crap. So hopefully Anna will be back next week, and we'll try and find some time at some point in our mad lives to record usual episodes. So what I thought we can maybe do is, I titled this episode "Not All Who Wander Are Lost." So perhaps you want to put your trainers on, take your headphones, you can walk with me if you want. For those of you who know a bit about England and go walking, the place where I am today is the Peak District, and I have decided I need to do a bit more body magic. I feel like I've been sat down this week, so I've come to a place which is it's called Shining Tor, and oh, you hear the stream, that's pretty, looks muddy as hell. I've come to the Cat and Fiddle pub. So I've parked up around there. I'm going to attempt this walk, which is 8 kilometres. But fear not, you will not have to listen to me walk the whole 8 kilometres. Jeez, there may be some swearing involved. So I thought that maybe what I could do, looking through some of the comments that you've sent us, and thank you so much for doing that, as I'm walking, maybe I could talk about that subject of not all who wander are lost, and how sometimes we can't always get what we want straight away. Sometimes the road has to be a little bit more windy before we get to our destination. We'll put a disclaimer that, yeah, I'm obviously walking on my own doing this. I do a lot of things on my own, actually. And I've never done this walk before. I have my phone, which is at 70% battery. And I have an app, which has some directions. So it's giving me a big hill to start. I think the first bit is the toughest. So I'm going to crack on with this hill, and then I'll come back to you. Hopefully it won't be too windy. And I'll just talk about some of the times when what we wish for doesn't come true, and maybe that's what it's meant to be. It's definitely a subject that I've been pondering on a lot recently, because nothing ever comes easy, does it? Especially when it comes to bloody weight loss. Anyway, I think I'll have burnt 15,000 sins by the time I get to this hill, the top of it. I'll be back in a moment. Well, I've managed to make it to the top of one of the hills. It's pretty windy, and the rain just seems to be like sweeping sidewards, you know, when you can't tell if it's the rain or if it's the clouds. Just got to the top of the hill and I can just see green finally for like miles and miles. It feels like we're at the top of like top of the world really. I can't see any of the cities in the distance. I mean, it's pretty cloudy. That doesn't help, does it? And I'm just following this this cobble path. So the wind's pretty bad up here because I'm on the top. But I can see like a little tea room at the bottom. And there's a dude cycling up here. Good on him. Don't think I could cycle up this hill. I'm now going to head down and get out my map and work out where I'm meant to be going next. And I just had two pheasants actually flying next to me. They've gone now. Would have been nice for you to meet them. I didn't give them names or anything. Maybe they're a fan of the podcast. Never know. Right, I've got my app out. It says I need to take the right fork. So I go this way. So I guess if you're walking right now, make sure you send us a message. Where do you like to go and do your body magic and your walks? Go to us on Instagram. We are at Slimming World Podcast. I'll post some pictures of our little escapade of this journey as I'm going around. I've just taken a picture of the pub and there is actually a sign that has a cat and a fiddle on it. So I'll post some pictures of that. And we're also in the process of gathering all your comments to make a second episode, which is going to be listeners' questions again, part two, because we've had so many comments from you. You can email us, by the way, at slimmingworldpodcast@gmail.com. I'm going to turn to Anna, aren't I? I need Anna here to cock that up. One of us has to get it right. Just get my breath. All the moss around me is like that horrible brown poo colour. It's not very colourful up here. Grey and brown and dirty green. It's not particularly joyful. So not all who wander are lost, hey? I mentioned it's a subject that I keep thinking about because I guess, you know, some people... Maybe their path is pretty easy. They know what they want to be when they're little. They know what they want to do when they grow up. Maybe they find the love of their life quickly. Maybe the route of going and getting married and having children is an easy process, and finding the money and getting the house and getting the mortgage and then moving forwards and seeing your children do well and have grandchildren. There's lots of different things, isn't there? Or finding a job that you really enjoy and doing well at it, and finding your tribe as well, like your people, your friends. But I guess for most people it's not always like that, is it? Sorry, it's going to be quite windy in a second. It's not always like that, and I'm starting to realise that that picture postcard, the perfect picture postcard that we're led to believe, it doesn't always happen. And as nice as it is sometimes to go on things, let's go through this gate. I've got no one to kiss. Oh, there you go, I kissed you. It's nice to see the before and after pictures. It's nice to see how people are doing well and going on to get everything that they've worked hard for in their lives, but sometimes it's not a linear progress at all. In fact, it's more like a sine wave. Like, well, if mine was, it'd be like a triangular wave, I think. It's all great or it's all crap. It's all great or it's all crap. And people don't often talk about the journey, the bits in the middle. They talk about the what it was like before, the worst moment, and then they talk about the bit at the end when it's all gravy. But not everybody talks about the boring bit, and often quite painful bit in the middle. And I know the biggest thing that a lot of you have responded to listening to our podcasts is me and Anna telling you about the bits in the middle, the things that we discovered as we were kind of becoming fat and not becoming fat. And it makes you kind of think, isn't it, if we had to draw on a piece of paper our own story, what would the bit in the middle consist of? Some people with a dog coming here now. They're gonna laugh at me, I'm talking to myself. This is gonna be interesting. I'm scared of dogs as well. Wish me luck. Hiya.
Hiya.
Hiya. Okay, I survived the dog. It's on the lead. Anyway, bits in the middle. Bits in the middle, such as I chased my dreams of going to work for an organisation which is considered the best in the world. And when I finally got my permanent job there, a few years afterwards, I realised maybe things had changed. Maybe I had changed. Maybe this fantasy that I'd had of what my dream job was didn't really exist, and the reality was quite different, and I felt miserable. I'd worked really hard to get to this place, and all I felt was miserable and burnt out, and like I wasn't being my best, I wasn't bringing my best. That was difficult. All the times that I've been in love and always gone into a relationship hoping that this was going to be different, that this was going to be the prince who I'd marry and settle down with, and then feeling that disappointment when I guess you just know, don't you, that it's just not going to work. This isn't going to work out, and the painful procedure. And then when it does end, it's not just that the end of that relationship, it's feeling the pain of all the relationships that have ended before you, and losing your sense of hope. So the wandering bit is definitely something that I've done a lot of. Changing careers, moving home, finding where I wanted to put my flag, which city. And nobody can give you a manual on that type of stuff. You know, it's nice that on Slimming World of Weight Loss there is a plan, right? They give you the book. If you do this, you will lose weight, which is obviously a great thing to have as a guide, but nothing in life is ever that simple, because along the way things always come and challenge us, things come and test us, things come and distract us, and we self-sabotage ourselves sometimes because the deeper thing inside us perhaps is that we don't feel we deserve it. Big one that most people feel, particularly women I reckon, is we don't feel we're good enough, and that comes into the not deserving it. And this stuff goes deep, so deep, man, can't even begin to explain how deep. So it's like on days like this I just like to pack a little picnic, put several layers on, it's 3 degrees right now, and just go out. I found a route online, saved it on my little offline app on my phone, and just go and just think and clear my head a little bit, hit pause. I had a mad week where I've done 2 public speaking events, a networking event, I've chaired a panel, I've done a night shift TV production one as well, so it's 13 hours. I've done some coaching with one of my amazing clients who's launching her first podcast. She's out in Luxembourg and she's awesome. And yeah, played ukulele and looked after some friends and family, and it's been mad. But today I just made sure that it was just only for Slimmer World recording, and so as soon as I knew that Anna needed to stay in bed to get her voice back, I was like, great, in a way I'm going to use this day to get out of my bubble, hit pause and just think, do some body magic, do some walking, go somewhere I've never been before. And sometimes that's cool. I mentioned how I quite like doing things on my own. I go to cinema on my own, I go to the restaurants on my own, I go on holiday on my own. And sometimes you need to do that. Have the confidence, whether you're in a relationship or not. Just reached a little sty, as they're called. It's got a little sign, so I need to work out, am I going straight or am I going left? I'm going to need to use my other hand. I'm going to work out the next little bit of my journey, and then I'll tell you what I'll see on the next bit. I'm going to talk about the importance of being brave and finding your own way, not doing things for other people, finding your own path, and sometimes what that might mean. I'll speak to you in a little bit. Well, I went through a few gates, climbed a sty. I had to dig my gloves out because my hands were cold. Annoyingly, I have bought two odd gloves, both for the right hand. That's useful, isn't it? But then I had to climb an absolutely massive hill. It's going to be really windy, isn't it? Climbed this massive hill, which took me to the top of this place called Shining Tor, T-O-R. And it was lovely. There was like a bench dedicated to the park rangers. You could see the view all around the rolling hills of Derbyshire. And maybe, I don't know, a bit of Yorkshire, a bit of Greater Manchester. Not quite sure, actually. Yeah, and there were... And as I was enjoying a little moment of quiet, there was two people that came behind me, and the girl was talking about a guy she was going on a date with, so that made me chuckle. Yeah, but right, it's really windy here, so I'm going to wait till I get a bit lower and carry on as we were. I just thought I'd share with you the cool little bit that I just had and went through on my own. It was mental. I've taken some pictures. It's pretty beautiful. Right, see you in a bit before I get blown away. Well, I was just overtaken by a guy wearing shorts. Hey, that's England, folks. And I had to stop to tie my shoelace up, and a lady who was running had a chat with me as she went through the gates. So that was nice. So yeah, I was just kind of thinking. I missed my turning as well, so I'm now currently walking back to get my turning smooth. Should have looked on my map rather than just carrying on willy-nilly thinking to myself. I was just thinking about that process of journey, you know, because a few months ago I heard this talk by someone called Pat Dively, lovely Irish fella from Galway, and I've got his book in my Kindle list to read. Actually, it's called Upgrade Your Life. But one of the things, he has many pearls of wisdom. He's got his own podcast and YouTube channels and all this kind of stuff. Really cool, wise young guy. And he talks about how a lot of us in our worlds are really goal orientated. We're all about, I'll do this when, I'll be happy when. And not enough of us are enjoying the journey, right? The process of learning and getting to wherever it is that we want to go. And that really struck a chord with me, because you know that there could be some things in life that we might not achieve until, I don't know, we're nearly dead. till we're older or something. So does that mean I've got to be miserable right now until I get to that point? Am I just going to be miserable until I get to target weight? And I don't want to be miserable anymore. I don't want to feel like, I don't know, some of the things that I would say in my head, I would never say to any of you. I would never say to my friends and my family. And I'm tired of berating myself. So I started to think, how do you fall in love with the journey? And the small things that we can do to just feel better and know that we're getting somewhere. Okay, I've just got to climb a fence with one hand. Here we go. Ooh, it's wobbling. Okay. Oh. So I just crossed a path that says Cat and Fiddle to the left, Stake Side Shining Tor to the right. What's the way I'm going? I didn't even look, did I? Goitz Cloth Quarry. That's where I'm going. Whoa. That wind. My God. So anyway, this thing, enjoying the journey, she says, her hand's so cold right now, with her one right hand glove on at the moment. I might put the other one on my left hand, just put it the wrong way, just so it keeps this hand warm. But I guess what I'm trying to say is that sometimes you know kind of roughly where you're headed. You're not quite sure how you're going to get there, but you just start anyway. And then you keep tweaking it as you go along. You know what I mean? And like sometimes that can, you can enjoy that process. Like I'll give you an example, okay? I mentioned I do like doing things on my own and I'm quite spontaneous. And you know, whilst I don't have a partner to wake up next to, I'm not blessed with children yet, might happen, I don't know. I consider myself privileged to be time rich, and I try and use my time as efficiently and as much as possible, really. I try not to waste this time that I have. I remember like a few years ago, it's like a weekend, and I just felt a bit stuck in my job. Felt like I don't know, I just had a few weeks where I just felt really frustrated. And I got up on a Saturday morning and I went to Birmingham New Street, because I lived in Birmingham then. And I got to the station, train station, like about, I don't know, 25 to 11. And I went to the board and I said to myself, right, whatever train leaves at 10:54, I'm getting on that train and I'm going to get off on the fifth stop and I'm going to spend the night there, whatever that place is. And so I looked on the board, 10:54, train is going to Bristol, fifth stop, Bristol. And so I went up and I went to the window. Oof. And I bought a ticket and I went and spent the weekend in Bristol. And I found a hotel somewhere to stay when I was there. And I just wandered out and I ended up speaking to some charity workers and then went and had a beer with them. And it was sunny that weekend, I remember. I went on a little boat ride. There was a protest for women's rights on the Sunday morning on the main like green area by the cathedral. I went and joined in with that and chatting to people there. And then, yeah, I got the train back on Sunday and it was like, it was crazy. And there's another part to that story which is a bit bizarre. It didn't end up happening, but like a few days later, they announced at my work where I was working that my department was moving to Bristol. Yeah, I'd never been to Bristol before until that weekend. I didn't end up moving to Bristol, but you know, it was a weird thing. But I guess that was one of those moments where I just thought, let's book the ticket, let's go there and let's just go see what else there is and hit pause and open my eyes and go and be inspired to see and meet and do other things, you know? And a lot of people say to me, why do you go on holiday on your own, Claire? Are you mad? Is it not dangerous? Are you not bored? Are you not lonely? And sometimes I just think that the best things that you do when you've got your eyes open, when you just go and see what might happen, and maybe that sense of curiosity is a good thing, and we need to apply that to lots of different directions. You know, we hold on to things where it's like, I really, really want this particular job in this particular company, and I want this particular salary, and we narrow down our options, and sometimes there could be other steps that might surprise us along the way that could be more interesting, and not closing that route off. And maybe there are times, I've definitely hit it right now with weight loss, where I feel like it doesn't come quickly. You know, I'm not getting those big losses right now. It's chipping away like a big rock. I'm chipping off little tiny pebbles, and all part of the journey in the big picture. That will be great, but we don't have to keep thinking that I've taken these big steps. It's about the chihuahua steps, isn't it? So anyway, I'm going to get through the next chunk of this journey. It looks like I've got a long gradual downhill with, it's getting really misty now. Can't see very much at all because I feel like the cloud and the rain have come down really low. So I'm going to find my other odd glove, eat a baby bell, and crack on with this next bit down to the quarry where I'm headed. I think I'm about halfway through. And hopefully my hand will warm up too. And I hope you're having a lovely journey, whatever you're doing. So I'll speak to you in a little moment. I'm just reaching the bottom of the hill, which turned out to be quite terrifying actually. Just passing a lovely little stream now. That's going from my right to my left. In front of me, I'm like, it's all completely different scenery. What was that hill was just treacherous rocks. Rocks everywhere, loose rocks. So try not to lose my balance. And then I reached near the bottom and it was like mud. And nearly fell over. Nearly, but saved myself. And now I'm walking past a field of loads of Christmas trees, which is really weird. And heading towards the quarry, and the path is very muddy. So I've seen quite a lot of different things on this little ramble. Speaking of rambling, so the journey. Maybe it's worthwhile us thinking about some of the bits about our journey that we're really enjoying right now, and some of the bits of the journey that we're really not, and writing it down, you know, whether we're near the end of it or we're just starting, and capturing it at different times. You know, the things that I really enjoy about my weight loss journey are, well, making friends, I suppose, going to my groups at Slimming World, you know. And I have a friend that comes with me as well, and I'm really glad that she's still on the journey, because it's easy for you to start one and then quit it. So shout out to my buddy Shell. What else am I enjoying? I'm enjoying discovering new foods, new recipes. I recently tried lychees. What a weird fruit that is, and I will not be trying that again. Melon balls, as you all keep reminding me. Melon balls, weren't they a joy? Not. Anyway, I enjoy the fact that I can eat more than just baked beans and jacket potatoes and Domino's and McDonald's and beige foods. Now I actually want to cook, I want to eat, and I want to cook for friends and have people over and that kind of stuff. So I'm enjoying that part. What other bits am I enjoying? The health stuff, I suppose. Not being ill. Whoa, windy. What am I not enjoying? I'm not enjoying I'm not enjoying feeling like sometimes my head feels like I'm restricted, like I'm not allowed. Like the other day, I allowed myself to have some Timbits from Tim Hortons. If you don't know what it is, it's a Canadian coffee store, a bit like Starbucks, but they have donuts and all this kind of stuff. And I allowed myself to go and have some Timbits. Allowed myself, it's the wrong phrase, isn't it? But I'd kind of said to myself, no, I can't have that because I'm doing Slimming World. And I'm trying to stop that black or white thinking, off plan, on plan. But sometimes I do feel like I'm boring. Like, I don't know, other people can have cake, but I can't. That kind of thing. Maybe you just get used to that. I don't know. I'm not always enjoying that bit. Clothes-wise as well is a bit annoying. I keep having to pull my jeans up right now. Thank God no one is around. Pull the jeans up every so often. Because I don't want to fork out for loads of new clothes, because I still got another 1.5 stone to go. But I do want to show off my shape. What else am I not enjoying? I don't know. I might write a little list. This is similar to Anna's for and against list, isn't it? But more specific about where we're at in the journey now. And maybe it changes throughout the journey too. Maybe you just get used to certain things. I don't know. Send me your list. I'd be quite intrigued where your head is at. Finally, looks like a normal path. Gotta get back onto it. Oh look, no, it's really muddy. Right, this is a nightmare. I need my other hand. I think I'm 3/4 of the way through, and I'm conscious that I want to make it back before daylight disappears. But I've just actually stopped and I'm looking through all the Christmas trees, and there's a reservoir in the distance, and all the red fir trees are poking up. It's really quite pretty. On a sunny day, this would be awesome. I might have to come back here and maybe do a little summer episode or something. Bring Anna along, and then we could just chit-chat the whole way and laugh at each other as we fell over on our bums and tripped over rocks and stuff. It's not so funny when you're on your own, is it? I laugh at myself. Right, okay, onwards. And hopefully you're walking your steps along with me. I've done my day steps. My 8,241 steps have gone and been and gone. So rocking on to get a five-figure number by the end of this journey. And I really, really, really want a cup of coffee as well. That will determine me to continue. Speak to you in a bit. I'm coming near the end of my ramble today. I just climbed a bridge. You probably heard the water in the background. And now I'm walking through a forest. And the quarry was on my left side. And I think I've got a very big climb to go back to Derbyshire Bridge, which is where I parked my car. And I've quite enjoyed today. It's nice just to get away. And yeah, I think I'm going to go do some thinking and some writing about my journey right now, and particularly weight loss. What am I liking? What am I not liking? And hopefully, although this is a bit of a different type of podcast, I hope that there's been things to make you think. Because that's all we really want to do on these podcasts. We just are putting out a few subjects and we help you just think outside your bubble. Because sometimes we all need that, don't we? When we're just thinking, right, how am I going to survive today? At what point can I crawl back into my bed and turn my phone off? And will the children be quiet? And will my emails stop pinging? Because we all have days like that, don't we? Most days, in fact. But just pausing and thinking, what's going on here? Where am I at? Whether you're near the end, whether you're at the start. and maybe anticipate some of the things that might come next in your journey. So we hope that we'll be back next Monday. We'll give you another episode. We are still looking for some of your questions and things, so make sure you contact us with those. We're obviously on Instagram. We post occasional updates and videos of things that we've been up to. In fact, Anna's put a picture of jock itch. Remember, she was talking about chub rub last episode. She couldn't find chub rub, she could only find jock itch, and there's a picture of that on our Instagram. It's at Slimming World Podcast. And what else is there? Oh, there's also Olive as well, who is 80 years old, and she reached Target last week, and her aim was to be able to wear a skinny pair of jeans, and she did that. So there's a picture of her and Anna on our Instagram as well, which lots of you liked. Who wouldn't be inspired by that, hey? Age is nothing but a number, which is apt considering last week's episode was all about ignore the numbers. So yeah, we'll come back. I'm looking at an episode to do with the power of protein. And we also have lots of you asking about sins as well. So yeah, we'll cover some of that, and send us an email, slimmingworldpodcast@gmail.com. And the main thing is, if you can, possibly take 2 seconds right now to write a review or rate us on Apple Podcasts. If that's where you're listening to us, then please do that. And also subscribe, follow to this podcast. It means that the activity drives us higher up so that we can reach more people who are perhaps doing Slimmer World on their own and need this extra support every so often. And we know that not all of you are going to groups. So having this little, I don't know, supportive voice in your ears can sometimes help you. And you can listen to these again and again as many times as you want. And hopefully we'll build up a plethora of bite-sized mojo pieces for you to indulge whenever you need to. But yeah, I'm looking forward to my cup of coffee at the top of this very long hill and my bum warmer on in my car. And I hope you have a great week. Look forward to hearing from you. And just remember, if you are wandering at the moment and you're feeling like you're lost in your journey, then maybe it was meant to be. Maybe this is exactly where you're meant to be right now, and you'll find the right path, or a path that you'll be able to crack on with soon enough. Just keep believing and just keep trucking on. And that is what I'm going to do right now. Have a great one, guys. See you later.